Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, a place for saving, making, and having fun with your money. We offer you a chance to learn new and creative ways to reach your financial goals. Here on the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, it's always about the money. To contact us, visit our website at www.cheapcheetah.com or at www.cheapcheetah.webs.com. And now, here is your host, Hill.
Good morning, my Cheap Cheetah family. How are you this morning? Yay. We all got up this morning. It is June 21st. Happy, happy summertime, because summertime is here. It officially will start. It started yesterday. So happy summer. Happy belated Father's Day. For those mothers who are fathers, happy belated Mother and Father's Day to you both. Welcome, my family, to the Cheap Cheetah Money Show. I am so glad you're here. There is so much to talk about, and I missed you because it has been a while. I know, and I apologize for yesterday because I know we were supposed to have a show yesterday. But unfortunately, things happen. Hey, it's summertime, and I didn't get a chance to, but I'm making it up today. It's Tuesday. Sometimes we got to mix it up a little bit. You never know what's going to happen when it comes to my shows. Sometimes it's Monday, sometimes it's Sunday, sometimes it's Wednesday. Hey, we like variety, don't we? How is everybody today? I hope everyone's doing well. I hope everyone is going to please go to my Facebook page, The Cheap Cheetah Money Show, because I have some cool T-shirts I want to show you, and I want your opinion. Tell me if you like it, if you don't like it. You know, I'm strong. I can take it. If you don't like it, that's cool. But I just want to show you some cool T-shirts that I created for you because it's summertime, and, you know, we're trying to live cool. Also, you know, there's free ebooks. We always have free ebooks for you. Frugal Living in 30 Minutes or Less, or Holiday Savings the Cheap Cheetah Way. Email me at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com, and I will gladly send you one of the free ebooks. You can also visit Smashwords or go to my website, and it will take you to my bookstore, Smashwords, where there's also other Cheap Cheetah books for you to purchase. Some are free, some are not so free, so, you know, just go there and see what you like. No pressure, no pressure. Folks, today we are talking about people who try to take your money. You know, here on the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, it's always about making, saving, and having fun with money. It's not even about people trying to take it from you when you don't want them to have it. You know what I mean? So we're going to talk about scammers today. First one, tech support. You know when you're on a computer and you get this little sign that keeps flashing, you have a virus, you have a virus, okay? Because I know if you're on a computer as much as I do, I know you see these little things that say you have a virus, you're in trouble, whatever. That is one of the biggest consumer scams in the U.S. According to Microsoft, in 2015, an estimated 3.3 million people, many of them seniors, were victimized by this tech support scam, totaling $1.5 billion. That's one American duped out of an average of $454 every 10 seconds. Seniors, when they get on a computer, they're not sure. And I'm not even going to just say seniors. People that really are not that tech savvy look at it. They say, the computer says you have a virus. They get scared and they click on. Here's how the scam typically works. You get an unsolicited call from someone claiming to be Microsoft or Windows. I get those too. I hang up when they're behind. Okay? Who says the viruses have been detected on your computer. In order to protect your data, you're told to immediately call up a certain website and follow its instructions. A dummy screen may appear that shows viruses. Okay? Being detected on your computer and eliminated. But in reality, it's malware. It's something that these con artists put on your computer. It's being installed. That allows the scammer to steal your username and password. Your plan, basic like everybody else's, when they call and say, I'm from Microsoft, something about your computer, or I'm from XYZ or IBM or whoever, hang up on their behind. You're going to be doing a lot of hang-ups, I'm telling you. Hang up on them, okay? Even when you see that little flashing thing on your computer, you have a virus, ignore it. Ignore it. If you're not sure about your computer and everything, get Norton's virus protection. Go to reputable companies like Best Buy and places that deal in computers and talk to the computer experts there, and they will tell you exactly what good program to use to protect you from a lot of viruses and everything like that. So go talk to the experts, the people who are computer literate, people who know what's going on with computers, and then they will guide you in the next step of what programs to get. But a lot of these are ripoffs. Another ripoff, IRS imposter, okay? The con is still going strong, and it's the number one report of fraud right now. Okay, here's how it works. Someone claims to be from the IRS, either phone or leaves a voicemail saying you owe back taxes and threatening that unless your funds are wired immediately, legal action will be taken or you'll be arrested. Okay, it's very convincing, and it convinced a lot of seniors, like people were saying. Okay, they also use, the people who call talking about data IRS, they use very aggressive language. They're very intimidating. Okay. And they make you feel guilty. Problem is, okay, and sometimes it says IRS shows up on your call ID when the people are calling, when these callers are calling from the IRS. You're playing. Hang up on their ass, right? See the theme here with these con artists? Hang up on their ass, okay? You're playing. Do not return a call from someone claiming they from the IRS. The real IRS opens communication with taxpayers only via the U.S. Postal Service. IRS ain't got no time to call you. IRS is too busy trying to get everybody's money. So bottom line is they only contact you through the mail, all right? They're not calling you, okay? And if you are contacted by the IRS, they give you enough time. They tell you what's needed and what's going on, okay? If you're ever in doubt about an IRS matter, call the agency directly at the 1-800-829-1040. Sometimes for kicks, actually call the IRS imposters back. Sometimes people will call the IRS, you know, for the fun of it, the phony IRS people. People call them back and, you know, goof for them and stuff, but just ignore them. Like I said, if you're worried about it, contact them directly yourself at the 800 number or wait till they send you a letter. Because I remember not the IRS, but the government, I call myself doing my own taxes, right? Because I'm trying to save money, and this was a couple of years ago, trying to save money, too cheap to go to accountant, think I can do it, and I tell you, I suck at math, okay? I suck. So I did my taxes, sent them off thinking, you know, I'm pretty good. Didn't the government send them my taxes back, and some of them were saying, you are more wrong. You did this wrong, this wrong, this wrong. Could you do them over? No, matter of fact, don't do them over. Just correct what we tell you to correct and send them back. Okay, so lesson to the story is if you are not good in math or you suck, don't do your own taxes. Spend the money. But another lesson is the government didn't call me and say, you know, hell, you know, your tax returns suck. They're not right. No, they sent it all back with a letter telling me what to correct. So the IRS will, so many words, will notify you through mail. Another ripoff, cancer. Last spring, one of the biggest busts of its kind was the Federal Trade charging four natural cancer charities, Cancer Fund of America, Cancer Support Services, and Children's Cancer Fund of America, and Breast Cancer Society, with defrauding customers of $187 million. I hate that. People using illnesses, major illnesses, people using disasters like 9/11, like the hurricane disasters, all that. They're using that to con people out of money. Don't people have any kind of soul anymore? I don't think so. I think people just money, money, money hungry, and just they soulless. Anyway. The cancer ripoff. defrauding customers of $187 million. At the other end of the cancer spectrum, last August, a beauty queen, Miss Pennsylvania, was arrested after allegedly claiming she had cancer and swindled tens of thousands of dollars from sympathetic supporters. She even shaved her head and staged bingo for Brandy fundraisers, authorities say. Before contributing to these charities that are supposed to do good but really are covers for rip-off people ripping you off, before contributing to any charity, check about its rating on Charity Navigator. Instead of giving cash to door-to-door solicitors or your credit card number, call the charities, check them out, make sure they're legitimate. Always be wary of popular online giving sites such as GoFundMe. The best thing you can do is protect yourself from any scam, is to find out, investigate the organization and make sure the organization is really what they say they are and people are really what they say they are. Because I hate that, where people just try to rip you off. You know, they take advantage of your good nature, and there's so many of us that are good-hearted and good-natured that will help people in need, that will help people that are less fortunate, and people take advantage of that. It just pisses me off. It makes me mad. You know, come on. Because I give to a lot of charities, too, but my charities that I give to, they send me letters and they send me newsletters and stuff, and they've been on TV, so I know that they're, you know, up and up. But some of these, I'm like, no, you know. And my question is, not to be evil and not to get off the subject, but we have had so many years and so much time given to cancer treatments and, like, billions and billions of dollars. I don't understand why we can't find cures for all these, for our diseases. It doesn't, I mean, I'm just curious. It doesn't make sense, right? All this money we put into research and this and that, and we can't find cures. I don't understand it. We can't find cure for AIDS, cancers, all that. It's just, I don't know, folks. Maybe it's just me. Here's one I didn't even know about. There's another thing about ripping you off. Faith-based dating. Traditionally, these scams have involved con artists stealing the hearts of unsuspected singles, okay, through dating services, then using various ploys to steal money. But now scammers are targeting faith-based sites like Big Church, Christian Mingles, Jay Dayton, and others. People are more likely to fall for scams online like these because they can't believe somebody of their own faith is a con artist. This I didn't know about. Your plan. Before getting involved with anyone online, use Google to Google a behind and research them out. And even view his or her address on Google Maps to make sure they live in where they live and not in their address is some kind of empty field or some kind of boarded up house. You know what I'm saying? Also, keep in mind that person who are legally looking for love won't ask for money unless they're your kids, which is true. So you got to be very careful. To me, this basically takes advantage of people who are looking for somebody, who are looking for companionship, who are looking for friendship, that want to go out and do stuff with. And that's in our nature, and I understand that. And we are all looking for that compatibility in somebody to go hang out with. But sometimes, because of our need to look for that compatibility, we lose all sight of what's right and what's wrong. We ignore a lot of the little signs that we know that it's just not, the person's not compatible with us. Like, there was a program on a talk show, which I'm not going to mention because I don't promote talk shows, but the woman met this person online, and the person was, you know, she saw the pictures and everything, and the person was all nice and everything. And all of a sudden, the person started saying, "Well, I'm overseas. I need X amount of dollars. I'm in prison. I need X amount of dollars." She kept sending this guy all his money. Excuse me. Come to find out, she ended up sending him about $200,000, $300,000. She ain't never met this man. This man proposed to her online. He used to call her. He used to do so much bull talking to her, if you excuse my French, and she fell for it, hook, line, and sinker. Okay? Maybe once in a while, I think this went on for like 2-3 years, he sent her a little gift. He sent her a little jewelry. Come to find out, the man never existed. It was one of those African con artist groups that you see that's overseas, that, you know, you see the big call center and everybody's calling for whatever con they're in on. It was a big con. She still didn't believe it. She spent so much money. And every time you turn around, he was asking for money. He was supposed to come see her, this, that, and the other. No. It was, you have to be careful. Bottom line, folks. We sometimes are our own worst enemies. Because we let our desires and we let our feelings get in the way of what is real and what isn't real. We turn the other cheek a whole lot of times, especially when it comes to looking for partnership and when it comes to our relationships. Like the article said, only person that needs to be coming looking for money is your kids. And then you can tell them no. And I had you. No, I don't have it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, unless it's your kids, no, you know, just be patient. Somebody is out there for somebody, for everybody. You know what I'm saying? You have your partner and the person's out there. Just while you're waiting, don't stress on it. Just do you, folks. Do you. Trust me when I tell you, do you. But you'll run into that person when it's your time. And no, this is a money show. It's not about relationships, so, but sometimes you just have to be patient. Be patient and wait. And do you. Live your life, you know. Medical identity theft. Most people hear identity theft and they think just credit card theft. They think credit cards, information, mortgage theft, but medical identity theft is still a big business, and con artists make a lot of money off of it, but you don't hear it as much, okay? And this is how it works. Most people hear identity theft, they think of someone stealing their credit card information and buying a big screen TV. But you can't legally be held liable for fraudulent purchases like that. It's different, however, with medical identity theft. You can be required to cover the cost for health care services you never received. These can include tests, prescription drugs, and even operations. Your plan, never surrender Social Security, Medicaid, or health insurance number to anyone you don't know and trust. Be particularly wary of free health checkups offered at shopping malls, fitness clubs, and retirement homes, so-called rolling labs. If they ask for a photocopy, to photocopy your cards or sign a blank insurance form, don't do it. It's also vital to review all your statements from your insurance provider. If there's any charges you don't understand, call immediately, okay? And let them know, this is not me. Got a story for you with that one. Well, it's not an insurance scam story, but it's regarding checking your medical, you know, the little medical statements that you get from what the doctors and dentists charge you. Okay, little story. I got stories for you folks. A while ago when I was on insurance, when I was working and I was on insurance, I had insurance from my union, which is DC 37, which is not the best, okay? I went to a dentist. Dentist looked at me, took the DC 37 insurance. I didn't use his services. I felt he was a little bit too expensive. And we parted ways. I went to him one time just for a checkup because I had dental problems. Okay? When I get the statement from DC 37 Dental Plan, I see he charged me for services that he did not provide. I called my DC 37 Dental Plan, and I told them exactly what happened, and they informed me not to worry about it. I'm not paying for it. They will contact the insurance company, the dentist, about the services, okay? I never heard from them again. And my thing is, yes, you do have to check your insurance statements. I check mine all the time. Anytime a doctor says, you know, I'm signing, you know, whatever, and then the statement, they bill my insurance company, I make sure that these are the services that I get because I don't want them ripping off my insurance company, because if they rip my insurance company off, that means the insurance premiums will be higher because they have to get that money back from somebody, and their dad on the show ain't going to be me. So I always make sure to check them, and you should check them too, okay, because it will fall back on you in the long run, trust me. When it comes to insurance and stuff like that, they're going to get their money and they're going to get it out of you, even though somebody ripped them off and you didn't tell them about the rip-off. They're going to still get their money back from you. So you have to be very careful, and you really, really have to check. Another rip-off that people call up, I'm going to tell you, I have a bunch of rip-off stories, okay? Another rip-off story you have to be very careful of people calling you saying, I'm with XYZ Investment. I get those a lot. People calling, are you Mr. Such and Such, or are you Mr. Such and Such, or you Miss Such and Such? Well, I'm with XYZ Investment, and we have a deal for you today. You know, remember we met in the park, or we met at lunch, whatever, whatever. They're trying to sell these so-called investment people, which are not investors. They're people sitting in a room cold calling people to try to get their money. What they do is they call you trying to make you buy into stuff. Oh, you know, electricity wires, you know, whatever, or the new coins are coming out, you know, give us $3,000. I don't know you. You got to be very careful with them, too. When they call, I'm from XYZ Investment, hang up on their behind. Folks, when folks call that you don't know about, hang up. One investor person called me. I'm like, who is this? What is this? Whatever. Throwing so many questions at him. He got me. It's like, oh, who is this? I don't talk to the maid. I don't talk to the maid. I tell him, I got your maid for you. Click. You know, so, or you can do another thing. When they call you up asking for money, saying, look, I was just going to call you asking you for some money because, you know, I don't have a dime. Okay? So if you can send me a check, I appreciate it. And then we'll talk about what your needs are later. You know, just make it fun. Because especially a lot of times you get a lot of calls. Don't give your money to anybody you don't know. Even some of the people you do know. If you don't feel comfortable with them, don't give your money out. You've worked hard. You've saved hard. And, you know, people can do the same thing you do. Get up every day, go to their job, save their money, and put their money away to invest, pay their bills and stuff. Why must I support you when I don't even know who you are? Okay, can we talk about Bernie Madoff? And they trusted him, and he stole millions of dollars from people who thought they were in the clique. And if you don't believe me, watch American Greed. It's on cable, but if you go to Hulu, you can probably watch some episodes for free. Though American Greed is a program that shows people how other people can easily get ripped off by people that have the gift for gab. I was watching another program the other day, The Wolf of Wall Street. He had the gift of gab and ripped people off left and right. And then he had so many people that was following him and so many cold callers, they were making money left and right. Like I said, if you don't believe me, watch some of these programs and see how people rip people off and see how gullible. And that's not a bad thing because, you know, you think you're doing the right thing and you trust people, and then the trust turns out to be not good and they turn out to be scammers. So I'm just saying, folks, just please be careful. On that note, a word from our sponsor.
This message is for independent recording artists. Is your music career at a standstill? If so, let Access to a Rising Artist Promotion get it moving again and take it to the next level. We can assist you with building your brand through online radio promotion, social media marketing, and website development. And if you don't know what direction to go, get an opportunity to have a one-on-one consultation session to get you started in the creative aspect of developing a strategy on going forward with your music career. Get back on your music journey again and visit us online for a host of new opportunities that will put you in the spotlight at www.accesstoarisingartist.com, the ultimate platform for a rising artist to shine.
Thank you for my sponsor, Access to a Rising Artist. And you too, folks, can have a commercial on the Cheap Cheetah Money Show. For more information, email me at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com to discuss our various promotional packages. Now back to rip off people who rip you off. Folks, just be careful, right? Money is precious. Life is precious. Living is precious. And it's just be very, very careful. We have a few minutes. How are you doing? How was your Father's Day weekend? How was your weekend in general? How was your money? How's your money life coming? What is going on? Can you tell me what's going on? With me, what's going on? Hot. It's hot, folks. I'm trying to plan vacations. On the cheap, of course, because you know this is vacation season. I'm just trying to live life. I'm trying to get in shape on the cheap, of course. I can stand to lose a few pounds. And I'm just living life, taking things one day at a time. You know, trying to get out and broaden my horizons and do other things besides always concentrate about money because, you know, that's what life is all about sometimes. It's about living your life to the fullest. It's about doing what you love and loving what you do. It's also, it is also about the money. It's about saving it, making it, but it's also about having fun with it too. You can't always work yourself to death and hoard your money and then just don't enjoy life because life is too short. And as you get older, because I'm getting older, I realize that. Life is way too short. I'm seeing my friends and people I knew just like heart attacks and cancers and just passing away so quickly. And you wake up and say, wait a minute, what the heck? You know, you thank God every day that you can get up in the morning and say, thank you, Jesus, for me being here. Because I remember when I was 20. 20 was like, well, you're living forever. You don't even think about it. You don't think about death, and you don't think about how life is too short. You think about where the next party is. You think about who the next man you're going to meet. You think about what your girlfriends are doing and, you know, who's doing what and what you're wearing. 20 is a whole different concept than 50, okay? 30 is a whole different concept than 50. You still think about, you know, what we're doing, what my job is, and where I'm, you know what I'm saying, the whole mindset. But when you start getting up there later in your 40s and 50s and 60s, you're like, wait, hold up. It ain't about a party. It's about, are we still living today? You know what I'm saying? I don't want to hear nothing about nobody's death today. It's, you know, instead of saying, you know, where's the party, you're like, oh, you know, this one passed away. Whole different mindset when you get to be 50. Trust me on that, folks. I steer you not wrong. It's a whole different mindset. That's what I said. You got to live your life to the fullest. Like I said, I preach money. I love money. I try to save money as much as I can. I try to do things also with my life besides money. Volunteer. Enjoy life, you know. So that's what I want you to do as a family because you are my family. And I appreciate you, and I love you to death. But I also want you to enjoy your life. You know, even if you can't take long weekends, take little weekends. Take a little trip somewhere. Go outside and do gardens or get a shelter pet. Go visit somebody you haven't seen in a long time. Just live. Live. Do that for me. Live your life. Just live and enjoy it. You know, because like my mom always tell me, tomorrow ain't promised, it's a gift. And yesterday you can't get back. So start today and live your life. And on that note, folks, keep your mind on your money on your mind. I love you. I appreciate you. And what do I want you to always do? I want you to save that money. Until next time, have a great day and a great week.